Kicking off the show with the Electric Light Orchestra today, it's Bob Simpson on 1, 2, 3, recovering from the man flu. It's still hanging about a little bit, but probably what I need is a good walk in the fresh air. And that brings me on to the Street Life Strollers. They're a Billericay walking and social group that meet in Lake Meadows in Billericay once a week. And here to tell us all about the group are Anne and Frank Woods. Hi there, folks.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hello. Lovely. Thanks very much for coming in today. I know you've been very busy lately and you've just arrived back from your travels, haven't you? You've been travelling abroad.
Sweden,
yeah. Is it cold there?
Usually no. About minus...
It's cold, but it's not that bad. It's a dry kind of cold and it's not damp and miserable like yeah. It is here at the
oh,
moment.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's horrible, yeah. Isn't it? I'm looking forward to the weekend. It's supposed yeah. to be brightening up, so there we go. Okay, the Street Life Strollers. So how long have you been a group and whose idea was it?
Well, it was my idea about 2 years ago. I went on to a local Billericay social media site and said, I like walking, don't like walking on my own. Anybody out there like to join me?
Yeah.
So I got one or two people came on, gradually increased that to half a dozen of us, and we met up. And then since then, it has kind of snowballed. And there's now an average of 20, 25 a week, but sometimes up to 42 people can be walking.
Well, that's just wonderful, isn't it? So when you started out to set this group out, it was just simply that you wanted some company while
just
you were walking.
Just to get a little bit fit and just keep healthy.
Yeah, fine. And now there's a whole sort of other social side that's built up from that, I guess.
Yeah, some of them have joined the Tai Chi group, which some of us belong to. Others have just joined up together and meet up in other places. We'll, as you know, meet up after as well. So it is now really a social group, and we've made friends and a lot of people who were lonely and wanted to walk with somebody.
That's wonderful.
And that's important.
Absolutely wonderful. So you better tell us where and when do you meet up then?
Every Tuesday morning.
Yeah, it's every Tuesday, and we meet at 10 o'clock at the gates of Lake Meadows by the children's playground.
Ah, the swimming pool end, is it?
That's right.
Yeah. Ah, right. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Lovely. So what happens when you all meet up then? There's a lot of talking going on, I expect.
Well, we all meet up there. and what we do, we give them about 5 minutes or so to all arrive, and I count the numbers to give an idea. And then I usually go to the front with a couple of the other walkers, and Frank brings up the rear to make sure that anybody is not
right,
left behind.
Right, shotgun, really.
Right, okay, yeah. Yeah, so on a miserable sort of wet winter's day, are you still out there?
Or we always meet. If it's too bad, we'll adjourn to the cafe we go to. But we usually try to do at least one lap, even if it's raining.
Right, yeah, okay. Now, you mentioned the cafe. It doesn't all end with the walk, does it?
No.
Yeah.
After the first lap round the lake, we do three laps. The first two are strolling and talking. The third is a faster lap for those that would like to just be a bit more healthy and
okay.
show off a bit. So after the first lap, I wait till they all go by, count them, make sure who wants to go to the cafe. Then I ring up the Peapod Cafe in Redford Way, who are fantastic.
Yep.
And they lay up a table for us, reserve it, and are ready for when we arrive after the walkers finish to serve hot drinks.
That's marvellous. So the Peapod Cafe have been very sort of supportive.
Oh, they are fantastic, yeah. Supportive.
Very good. And I believe you've both done some basic training in case anybody gets in trouble. Can you tell us about that?
Well, we did initially 2 weeks ago. Anne's got much more experience in this than I have. But 2 weeks ago, we went to like a first aid course, which was organised by Bark, really.
Ah, Billericay Acts of Random Kindness.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it was very good. It was very good.
Yeah.
So it's given us a bit more confidence in the event of needing first aid in any way.
Yeah.
But it's all gone well.
Well, that's a great idea. Sounds excellent. I mean, if anybody's out there listening who maybe like to get involved in this, do they need to contact you first, or can they just turn up 10 o'clock on a Tuesday at Lake Meadows?
Just turn up at 10 o'clock on the Tuesday at Lake Meadows and then introduce themselves, and they'll soon get to know the people around them.
Right.
Some do come on to the Billericay discussion group and ask what time we meet and ask if they can come, and we say yes, they're all welcome. In fact, yesterday we had we've had younger people ask, and we are an older generation.
Yeah.
And I have now suggested to a couple of them that I give them help to perhaps start a group for younger mums, dads with children who would like to do a similar idea and meet perhaps in a park cafe after,
yeah.
but just to get more friends. And there are a lot of lonely young mums out there and
absolutely.
Dads.
Absolutely, and it's yeah. really taken off, hasn't it?
I yes.
mean, and it's not just the walking, it's not just
it's the social.
It's not just yeah. the Peapod Cafe either. You've met up for Christmas meals and you've got trips organised
yes.
now, haven't you?
We met at the Christmas was the Beauvoir Arms in Ramsden, and they put on a lovely meal for us, and there was about 49 of us.
Yeah.
And we are doing a coach trip to Aldborough on the 15th of May, and the coach is already full.
Wow.
So, also, I'd like to mention Jeannie Lamb, who's joined our group at the just after start. She is my second in command, and if I'm on holiday or not around, she is my right hand, and she is fantastic.
Excellent. Now, a few weeks back, I hear somebody joined your group who's not normally a member, a certain Mr. Matt Everard of Billericay Acts of Random
Kindness. He only managed one leg.
Oh, did he?
One leg,
that was it.
That's
you know.
Awful, really. You'd think he'd have been there for the full... the full Monty, wouldn't you?
And as it wasn't the railway going for afterwards, only the Peapod Cafe, he didn't join us there either.
Well, a lovely guy, Matt, as you know, yeah. who has got Billericay Acts of Random Kindness off the ground.
Fantastic.
And through that, he's sort of spread the word as well about your group, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's really good. Well, only one more question, really. If anybody does want to get in touch with you, is there a way they can contact you? Or is there some detail I can put up on our website later on? Perhaps
the Billericay discussion group is where we mainly
okay.
go, and it also goes on to the next door I put on there, but if they go on to Facebook
yep.
and then click on to Billericay discussion group, they'll pick us up.
Okay, lovely. Well, Anne and Frank Woods of the Billericay Street Life Strollers, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. And let's hope this weather improves for your future walks.
We need it. Ruins the hair, otherwise.
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it? Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Cheers.
Bye. Thank you.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves.